Daniel Boone is one of the most famous American frontiersmen. But when he crossed the Mississippi River, he went to work for a country other than the newly founded United States. The story of Boone and the early residents of the west side of the Mississippi River is this edition of the American Countryside.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
When the United States gained its independence from Great Britain, it gained control of land up to the east bank of the Mississippi River. On the west bank lay the Spanish-controlled town of St. Louis.
Once the war was won and the eastern bank of the Mississippi was owned by the new United States, they had this thing going on, the United States talking about democracy and people kicking kings out of power, and that didn't go down too well with the Spanish.
Bob Moore is an historian at the Museum of Westward Expansion. One Spanish governor saw the new country as a potential source of new Spaniards.
One governor in particular said, well, if we let some Americans in, but with the caveat that they have to convert to Catholicism and pledge their support to the King of Spain, that would be okay, and then we'd have more people.
The most famous man to cross into the then Spanish city was Daniel Boone, who the Spaniards appointed judge and military commander of a nearby district. In December of 1803, the Spanish ceded the Louisiana Territory to France. The French never occupied the land. They sold it to the United States. In March of 1804, a ceremony in St. Louis marked the transfer.
For that ceremony, there were no French representatives. In fact, Meriwether Lewis was the official representative of the nation of France at this ceremony.
So in a 24-hour period, St. Louis marked the transfer from Spain to France to the United States.
According to oral tradition, at least, the French-speaking residents of St. Louis asked if the French flag could fly for 1 day above the city.
The Americans granted the request. On March 10, 1804, the American flag was raised over the city and has been there ever since. Traveling the countryside in St. Louis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.